Good morning. It is Friday, December 20th, 7 a.m. Eastern Time. Tech news: the race to build next-generation artificial intelligence is accelerating, marked by significant new ventures and massive capital infusions. Renowned AI scientist Yann LeCun has confirmed the launch of a new startup focused on developing world models, a sophisticated AI architecture designed to reason and plan by understanding the world in a manner similar to humans. This move signals a push beyond current large language models. Underscoring the immense financial requirements of this research, OpenAI is reportedly in talks to raise $100 billion at a valuation approaching $830 billion. This capital is intended to fund the development of more advanced models and the extensive computational infrastructure they require. The investment fervor extends to specialized AI applications as well. Resolve AI, a startup founded by former Splunk executives to automate site reliability engineering, has achieved a $1 billion valuation in its Series A funding round led by Lightspeed Venture Partners. Meanwhile, consolidation is occurring in the AI developer tool market, with AI-powered code editor Cursor acquiring Graphite, an AI code review assistant last valued at $290 million. As these powerful tools proliferate, OpenAI has also updated its usage policies with new safety rules for users under 18, reflecting a growing awareness of the need for safeguards as AI becomes more integrated into daily life. Business news: in the semiconductor industry, the foundational layer for all AI development, strategic maneuvers are intensifying. Reports indicate China is accelerating its efforts to master extreme ultraviolet, or EUV lithography, a critical technology for producing advanced AI chips in a bid to achieve semiconductor self-sufficiency amidst ongoing trade restrictions. In the mergers and acquisitions space, Qualcomm has finalized its $2.4 billion acquisition of Alphawave Semi, strengthening its portfolio of high-speed connectivity technology essential for data centers and AI infrastructure. In a major corporate governance development, the Delaware Supreme Court has restored Elon Musk's $56 billion Tesla pay package, overturning a lower court's ruling and concluding a contentious legal battle over executive compensation. In another story at the intersection of technology and regulation, TikTok's parent company, ByteDance, has reportedly signed a deal with the U.S. government to avoid a nationwide ban. The agreement is expected to involve significant operational and data security adjustments to address national security concerns. World news: on the global stage, the United States has conducted a series of massive retaliatory airstrikes against Islamic State targets across Syria. U.S. Central Command stated the operation was a direct response to a deadly attack on American forces in the region last week. In Europe, Russian President Vladimir Putin stated during a televised address that claims Russia is planning an attack on Europe are nonsense. The statement is being closely analyzed by Western leaders for its implications regarding the future of the conflict in Ukraine. In a direct show of support for Kyiv, European Union leaders have formally agreed to a 90 billion euro loan for Ukraine. The loan is structured to be repayable only after Russia has made war reparations, creating a novel financial instrument tied to the conflict's resolution. That is your briefing for today. Stay focused.